So, okay, we're back. It's Imani Gianni. We are here on the Beauty and Recreation Podcast to discuss the 2024 in and I guess the 2024 out. A variety of topics.
According like
health,
to
beauty news. Yeah, according to these news outlets. So we're just going to run through them. We have some like takes on this stuff, but definitely some personal takes. Definitely some good ins and outs, I think so. We're going to start with Glossy, the news outlet. They have this very long, about 30 item in and out list, and we're just going to run through some of these. So she's like giggling because I see Stanley Cup. Do you have a Stanley Cup?
Hell no.
Do you have a Hydro Flask? I think I have one. The huge
I do not.
Jug.
I did not fall into the carrying around your own hydration. I think I did it for a little while when I was dating a trainer, but mm-hmm. I kind of just did it because he bought it for me and I was like, well, I'm going to have to use it.
I actually like having it. I have the 64 ounce. Was that, is that 8 glasses? Water,
girl, I don't know. This is it.
But I do have my other one. I have a smaller version. It's not exactly a Hydro Flask, but it's definitely a 32 ounce. So yeah, the other one is 64. Yeah, I like it. I have this one for when I'm like racing or like training for a run, and then the larger one if I'm like at a larger gym, I'll do that. Or throughout the day, I'll drink the water. But I've never had a Stanley Cup. I know it's like a big deal right now. But I've never owned one.
I didn't even know what it was, honestly. The Hydro Flask, I only knew because it was had it, and I was like, okay, it's a water bottle.
Yeah,
but it keeps it cool. I'm like, okay.
Silly. I think you're gonna get hooked on the Hydro on the Stanley Cup. They had this whole PR thing with this woman's car caught on fire from an accident or something, but the cup did not burn. And so many people on TikTok were like, you got to get her a new car. Like, this is a great like way to give back. To send it there. It's a great campaign for the cup.
Stanley needs to give her the cup.
They bought
Stanley
her a car.
Stanley needs to give her. Of course they did.
They bought her a car. They were like, we've never done this. We'll never do it again. And got her a car. But if you find the video, her cup was not burned in that fire at all.
I'm about to build my house with the material made from this cup.
Well, yeah, you are.
This world is literally on fire.
Do you like experiences or possessions?
Ooh.
That's the in and out. It says in is experiences, out are possessions.
I think it's a part of something that I'm trying to let go, possessions, because I love material things and I just now came to realization that I'm a material girl. Living in a material world. No, I think experiences are definitely
more
beneficial
memorable.
than possessions. Yeah, and I feel like it being a trend is kind of messed up because
To each his own.
Right.
Some people like possessions. Some people like experiences. Some people like to just save their money in general.
Yeah.
Neither of the two.
We're in a new space where everyone's just learning a little bit more about each other. And so then that's kind of just like reconnecting, creating more relationships. And of course, those are going to be more valuable than things. So
I think so.
In with experiences, out with possessions.
Let's see.
Yeah, this is my
cherry red is in and millennial pink is out.
All right, thank goodness. That was all Barbie.
It was that pink. But they said Barbie core is out too. Barbie core is out, ballet core is in. Have you been to a ballet?
What's
before?
That?
I
went
know.
To one last
Let's
week.
See.
Oh, you mean like a show? Like
yeah.
a performance?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
a show.
I went to see the Nutcracker. Oh, it was beautiful. And the whole time I was watching it, I couldn't help but think of, that is not what we were talking about, is it? Are they stockings?
Apparently.
Oh, there's stockings. Oh,
but apparently no, you are in love that. With the ballet I'm not wearing itself. That. Yeah, I this am. Is very. It's giving a 90s.
I think 90s that's the trend clueless. For 2024 is 90s. Because even yeah, with the like hair clueless. And stuff, everything is big and shiny and bouncy and voluminous, mm-hmm. voluminous.
Mm-mm.
No, okay, so mm-mm, that's not my style either, girl.
Yeah, but it makes me think of the bows, like the hair bows are in again. Have you seen
everything
that?
From the 90s are in. Now I know what our parents felt like, or
we should have just kept everything from the 90s. I'm probably yeah. still the same size. I'm probably I'm two past, sizes bigger than I was in the 90s. No, that's a lie.
I'm a past that. I don't.
I'm probably like four sizes bigger than I was because I was a stick in my youth.
You were thick. I remember.
No, I was tiny. I was as big as my arm now.
I just remember you always had a beautiful body.
This you is were true. Thin, I loved my legs. Tone.
You had
love my legs. Oh my
you
god.
You had track legs. Yeah.
Moving on. Moving on.
I was like, that's
on.
My friend. Look at my friend.
Ridiculous. What else is on here? Grandpa core versus coastal grandma?
What is this?
Who thought of this?
Google grandpa.
What is grandpa?
So okay, core? maybe it's the clothing for men. Maybe men are starting to dress like their grandfathers,
get
but more
out of here.
Sexy. What is that?
Please, maybe they Bones. Are doing less baggy pants. It says,
oh gosh, they're going back to dressing like gentlemen. It seems
yes, it's grandpa style. Searches were up. By 60%.
You know what? I'm excited to see this because this is going to be really nice because people are actually going to get dressed. To me, being dressed is...
They will.
Wearing clothes that fit, that are tailored, that are complementary to your shape, belts, overalls, you know, men with bow ties and little blazers. That's going to be sexy. I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. It makes me think that, like, the brands like Ralph Lauren and some of these others that have, like, Japanese brands and Korean-owned brands, they have a lot of that loose grandpa-y style.
Bull cardigans, probably. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be cute. Cardigans. I like that.
But of course, we always... You know what grandma core makes me think of?
What?
Those paisley homemaker dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that makes me
at the waist. I'm excited to see what it's going to look like with
yeah in the wrong spot on your waist
style.
Yeah in the wrong spot. I had to answer that, in the wrong spot, you know, like they're like up here and you're like, what, who made this,
whose waist? Those are my ribs,
right?
How am I supposed to wear this?
Oh, Jazz
yeah,
is
no.
in. I love Jazz. I'm excited Jazz is in.
Jazz has always been in. I just it all this is so interesting to me. Yeah, just more focused on it.
Grandpa core, never heard of that.
Coastal all right, so grandma. Now we both know.
Oh, clinical versus clean.
What?
Okay, but clinical.
We have to say that. We have to say clinical.
Maybe they mean like the technicality of cleaning, meaning, oh, here it is. Nope, that's not it. Because I was going to say, I'm thinking they're missing, okay, here it is, an answer.
They're talking about skincare. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Green
maybe,
ingredients meeting scientific innovation.
Cleaner products. Okay. All right.
I like that. But they've been saying like a lot of this stuff, paraben-free, sulfate-free and phthalate-free and all that stuff. Like some of these things actually protect the product so that it doesn't grow bacteria on it.
Right. Yeah, no, so we just got to start making everything in our kitchen.
No.
In our garden.
You can if your kitchen is clean.
Clinical. Okay. So
yeah,
we're
I
getting
like
away.
Clinical.
We're getting away from toxins and chemicals. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says this dermatologist in Orange County, California, says that his clinical formulas avoid the use of any questionable fragrances, dyes, coloring agents, or preservatives. And it's a load up on a combination of plant-based ingredients like manuka honey, ginger root extract, clinically proven actives such as the company's proprietary peptide-rich plasma, and so on and so on and so on. So basically, grow your skincare.
More emphasis on face.
Yeah, it's a lot of face. Higher. I think the, well, you know, it goes back to the whole wellness, like wellness is in, like skin wellness, the medi spas. Medi spas are picking up too. And then there was something else, like the way that people are noticing how their like eyebrows gonna wax and their bikini waxes and their nails getting done. Like they're really paying attention to the little things again versus just like, oh, it's cheap, I need to get it done. Let me risk an infection.
Also, yeah. What age group is are those groups? Because I feel like people in their 30s are the one that are spending a little bit more money.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you think about it, people in our 30s, were we spending money like that in our 20s?
No. I was buying everything from CVS. Rite Aid.
Oh, man.
That, do you remember that lip gloss at the dollar store? Yes. The most popular one with the Roly one. Can you imagine what that was made out of? And chemicals. I mean, I'm just now like, oh, what's in this product?
No, they're just now regulating that stuff.
Yeah, so.
We're still alive, so maybe.
Skincare. Maybe get some blood work done next year.
Right. We'll find out in our 50s. Like, you was using that lip gloss from the beauty supply store, right? Was it a dollar? That's the culprit. It's going to happen.
You were getting a check in the mail. Like, what?
Oh, my God. The moment that happens for relaxers, I'm going to frame
for
it.
These vaccines. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you been getting relaxers from whatever brands? Ooh. I just have two clients that still get touch-ups, still get relaxer
really?
Touch-ups.
Just two? Have you heard why the others just converted? Is it because of the lawsuit? Or are they just tired of getting their hair relaxed and paying the money for that relaxer?
When I moved out to California, I had no relaxer clients. Like, no one was getting their hair relaxed out here. All my clients that were in D.C. and Maryland, Virginia, they were getting relaxers.
Oh, so do you think it's because of, like, the work environment? Because it's very government-y, corporate in D.C.
Absolutely.
In the movement.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, and that back, what was that, to 2018 is when those articles just started coming out about the dangers of relaxers and chemicals that are put on the scalp. So for a lot of people,
we've been talking
about that
for like a decade now. It's just, if you don't know what it means or what the word is, you kind of just overlook it. So you're saying your Cali clients are like, like they always say, free spirit, hair just flowing in the wind, no care at all.
No relaxers.
That's so interesting.
It's not even about no care. It's weird living in California. It feels like we're our own country sometimes. Just how like open and like.
Eventually, it's probably going to end up being its own country the way they roll over there.
United States of California. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know how many TV shows actually say that or show like an image of Texas being separated and then Cali being separated. That's so interesting.
It's going to be something that's going to be different.
So what's your thoughts on dressing up or athleisure?
Oh, I think that dressing up to me is just going out the house, leaving the house, feeling like presentable. I don't know. Like athleisure wear to me has always, like I've worked out I played a sport or done something active almost my entire life. So for me, athleisure is kind of just like, no.
just throw a blazer on.
I appreciate it. And I feel mm-hmm. like the trend started because of COVID. Like people were like, I'm going to be in the house, but this is, you know, like people were gaining weight and the easiest thing that they're on were a pair of tights or whatever was going on. I love getting myself together. I love doing my hair. I love picking out an outfit. It's a way for me to show my creativity. So for me personally, getting dressed is fun. Athleisure wear has always been something that I'm gonna say I started noticing people wearing sweatpants everywhere all the time and tights after COVID. But then when I was teaching at Aveda in Washington D.C. 2014, 2013? I don't even know what year that was. All the girls in my class, they all had tights. They all wore tights, black tights and sweaters. That's all they wore. Yeah. They would get in trouble every single day because it wasn't a part of our dress code. So for me, like just athletic wear, that material, that fabric isn't attractive to me unless I'm picking up a weight or dancing to burn some calories.
I was just thinking about your reference of wearing the black leggings and the, did we have to dress up when we were in high school? Like, I don't remember.
We had
because
smocks.
We were coming from class. Our smocks and our shoes had to be a certain way.
I remember bringing a pair of shoes to class. Like my shoes clogs. And that damn apron thing was our uniform because we were all coming from different schools. Yeah, like mm-hmm. you said, like we woke up, got dressed for high school, and then midday we're on the bus to a trade school, and then we put our shoes on
right.
and a smock.
I was just thinking because even then our legs were covered. We couldn't wear sandals. We couldn't wear open-toed shoes, like, if the shoe had holes mm-hmm. like the Crocs. So.
Did those exist back then?
Crocs? They were called something, but we knew they were, like, nurse's shoes. I feel like Crocs have been around forever. I still have all these brands.
Like, you just pulled the, it's 1979 athleisure wear was a thing. I'm like, 19, really?
Yeah. So Crocs Dang. Came out in 2002, so they were around. Like a few years into high school,
popular. Yeah, they were a nurse shoe,
but they were nursing shoes. And I remember getting my clogs for cosmetology class from Payless because I was like, why am I going to spend all this money?
Girl,
they were 20
I love
bucks.
Payless. I remember when Christian Siriano had a Payless line. I was like, yes, I can buy these.
There's some good stuff in there. When Project Runway was doing their initial collabs at the beginning, it was nice yeah. seeing like a Macy's, a Payless, and all those other ones yep. having nice brands mm-hmm. for cheap. Because people deserve quality at every level. It shouldn't be because you're middle class or you're wealthy, you get quality. You should be able to get right. quality leather,
from your favorite
your
designer
thing, or whatever, right? At every level, at every cost. So I think that was, I know Payless is gone now, but.
It is?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist? Oh.
Payless.
Sears? Sears is too. Because when I think of Payless, I think of my old neighborhood. And there was a Payless like, and a Sears right next to each other.
Mm-mm. Payless closed down. What did it say? They shut down because they had too much debt in too many stores.
Dang. Payless.
Wow. That was in 2020.
With a slightly different name. Oh, that's 2019. So they just messed up the whole, yeah, they couldn't get it together.
Yeah, but it's like another brand. It's like people are like, oh my God, I love that dress. Where'd you get it from? And they're like, oh, it's the Gianni brand. Like, Imani has the same dress under another name.
Yeah.
Private labeling thing. But yeah, back to the athleisure. I like a good workout outfit. Like, I'm really into it now. I'm, like, in the gym all the time. I love a good workout outfit. But I don't feel comfortable now that I'm like in the gym all the time, rocking the fitted tight gym outfit outside.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nike has some cute.
Oh, they have some really cute stuff.
Real cute stuff.
So did Adidas. They had some cute stuff this summer too. And New Balance has some cute shoes.
New Balance always has. Yeah, all the platforms are my favorite.
Yeah.
The platform
are they good for my feet now? No.
Absolutely not.
No.
We're going to talk. Yeah. No, our backs are going to be a little.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing that. let's see. Metallics or sequins? It says metallics are in and sequins are out.
I never liked sequins. So I'm glad that's out. I'm tired of seeing it.
It's going to be back in like 30 years for us. I'm like, oh, I love this sequin bedazzled t-shirt.
Here's my sequins pillow. Watch it change color. Just run your hand across it. No.
I mean, no. I don't have one. So I was going to say, I mean, they're not bad, but I actually don't buy them. So never mind. Never mind.
Sequins is out. Anytime I see sequins, I just think of kids. Just sparkly.
Okay, so press-on nails are in. Gel manicures are out.
Press-on nails for hairstyles is in? I think not. That is not for us.
Have you worn any? Or tried
them? No. I've just done Gel X. I've done acrylics. I know they're not that great for your hands. I've done gel manicures. It's preference for me, and I just get acrylics. My hands are always in water. Acrylic?
Well, yeah, you're around water a lot. Yeah.
Like in water, like my a little bit of water on the corner, my whole nail would lift and the whole nail would come off because it's a Gel X.
And if a piece of hair gets under your nail, slice the nail off. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, like, it's like, and then it tugs on the person's hair. And I'm just like, this is not what I need your experience to be like. So what I do now is I just get a new set every 3 weeks so that I don't have just old acrylic on my nails and my nails aren't just breaking because it's older. So it's just more frequent now.
You take a whole nail off. Is it acrylic on a tip?
It's an overlay of acrylic on my nail bed and then it's gel on top of that. And then when we take it off, I just soak and then it just they wipe it off.
I haven't been going to the nail salon all year or all of last year.
It's a part of my uniform now.
Oh, yeah, you can tax. Write that off on the taxes. Exactly. Okay. And the hair. And the clothes.
It's part of the uniform.
But you know what? I've started doing my own gel nail with this non-toxic gel. So I think it's without the formaldehyde and some of the other stuff. The brand's called Beatles. It's out of Jersey. I don't know. I found it on Amazon. But it actually looks really good. See?
Oh, yes. Last time you haven't done. I like that.
Yeah, and I could do it myself. I could change the color whenever I want. I've gotten so used to doing my nails again. Because the first 2 months, I was messing them up and had to clean them up a lot. Now, I'm like a pro at it. I could do my nails in 30 minutes. Go by my day. So easy.
Like we were talking about experiences, I love being touched and massaged.
Yeah, and like the spa treatments and
you
stuff.
You know, like I love that. I love that. And I enjoy doing it too, you know, so.
But it just costs so much. Like I think it costs a lot now.
I'm gonna get a full set
for $35.
I thought it was $15, girl.
Oh, acrylic set
was $15. Pedicure nails for me is $160 with tip.
$180.
And that's on the cheaper end. That's on the cheaper side. This other girl that I used to go to who's amazing. It's almost $200.
See, this is why I had to
wait.
Nails.
I was like, I gotta wait a month. I can only see you once a month. Or maybe once every other.
See, that's when you know when your clients can't see you but once a month and they want to see you twice a month, you need another person. You need another body. You need another clone.
Somebody needs.
You can't handle this yourself.
And we gotta move somewhere.
Please.
Midwest right. somewhere.
Mm-mm.
No, it is crazy out here. It's expensive. It really is.
Yeah, 180 is a lot.
I'm paying all this money back.
I'm like, look, girl, I can just do my toes. Like, I don't need any polish on my fingers this month.
I just need a cuticle, take care of the cuticle, and I'm good.
But I would definitely not skip my haircuts. I do get my haircut every 3 weeks now. I used to get it cut more often, but since I wear a curly, I don't need to get it cut as much.
It's preference too, right? Like, just prioritize. And I remember our last conversation on the other podcast when we had, what's her name?
Aggie.
I love her. She's so funny. We were talking about just people are just, a little more smart about where they're putting their money.
That's true.
And so for me, I'm like, okay, I need to stop spending on just random things. And random things for me are outfits. Like, I'm always buying clothes for what? And I end up just wearing them to work. So, work outfits.
Exactly. But that goes to my point. I'm in the gym all the time. I'm looking at gym clothes a lot. I'm like, oh, this is cute. I'll wear this. But I'm like, getting cute for the gym. Well, getting cute in the gym because it actually makes me feel good to see my figure improve or get more toned or whatever. And then I'm in this nice outfit. I'm in a color coordinated outfit. That's what I mean by a cute outfit. The color matches. It's not like leopard leggings and like a random t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like that. Because
I think we all were.
I didn't care. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm in the gym. I need to get this workout in. I don't really care. But then when I started to actually look the way I wanted, I was like, okay, I need to see my arms, how toned they are. I need to see my legs a little bit better. I'm still not a shorts girl. Because the shorts roll when I work out.
Okay, so you got a booty. Yeah, you got a booty.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
the shorts are gonna be
behind that just so happened to show up during the pandemic and never went away.
She gonna eat those shorts.
The shorts do not stay.
I started dressing up. I'll say dressing up for the gym when I started working out at Equinox in Manhattan Beach when I was dating the trainer.
But that's like a whole different style over there, though. Equinox.
It's peer pressure, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's peer pressure, and kind of. I was like, wait a minute, why is she so cute, and I look like a little boy over here.
And it'd be women in their 70s in the gym with a trainer.
Oh, lifting.
Yeah, lifting. Bones doing the Pilates.
Strong,
then they'll be in the steam room.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be me.
Yeah.
We're going to be old and strong. We have to be.
You know what? I'm going to be a cute little 70-year-old girl. I'm going to have my little gray hair. And yeah, no, that's going to be nice. Since we're on the topic of the gym, I had sent you that post about Ozempic being offered at Life Fitness Gym.
Girl, that's another way to make a dollar. There's another way to make a dollar. And it's kind of messed up that it's kind of
I think
messed
that's
up
crazy.
That, yeah, like
I
we
think
keep
that's
we
crazy.
Keep getting away from. I said we like. I am. It's like the process and the progress of getting your life together is it takes time. You know, and there's so many quick this, easy that, one day this, 4 day that. And I'm like, what are
I think it's because we like instant gratification. We're in this world of instant gratification. I want to see results now. I'm not going to lie. There have been a few times where I've looked at Cool Sculpting. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, let me look at before and after images. Or like, let me look up some blogs to see if like some mommy bloggers went and gave their feedback. And some are like, oh, it didn't do anything, or I got really bruised up from it. And that's just the cool sculpt. And I'm like, well, I could just change my workout and go in there more often.
Put some ice on your belly and do some sit-ups.
Some lymphatic massaging. Some Brazilian massaging, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good idea. But then I think about, like, women or men or people who are obese, mm-hmm. not of their own doing, but maybe because of disorders or diseases that are causing their weight to fluctuate. It's useful. But the crazy thing, isn't it like a heart or diabetic drug? It just so happens. Yeah, I saw a commercial the other day. It's like, you might lose weight. But it was like the tone in which they were saying that, like, you could lose weight. Like, this is a good thing. You can lose weight.
That's what all of these ads are. Ask your doctor if you qualify for this subscription. It's just like, only in America do we have ads where citizens can call their doctor and be like, hey, can you put me on this medication? And these doctors will do it because isn't it a check for them? Aren't they getting money?
I think if you have integrity, then you will probably make that patient go through. Excuse me. You'll probably make that patient go through a process in which they have to show, like I'm thinking, for example, woman who lost weight. She was talking about how her thigh meat, for lack of better words, rubs so much that it causes her pain. But she's like 100 pounds lighter. But all that fat and all that skin is hanging on her, and she needs that, I guess, compassionate care type of surgery. And people are like, oh, you look so good. She's like, yeah, I look good. And then I turn around, my thigh meat is rubbing and the skin is rubbing. Y'all, I can't do this. So it's like, do it for yourself too, like to each his own based on what you need. But I do think it's crazy. It's a little crazy that the gym is hiring medical professionals, as it says on Fit Insider, to deliver obesity drugs at clubs, working in conjunction with members, primary care doctors, the gym's trainers, and nutritionists.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Where else would they have a group of people that they can kind of just add this service on? Because that's what it seems like it is. Add-on, you know, service.
Upservicing in the gym. I don't mean to laugh. It's no longer smoothies. And it's not like protein snacks. It's not just, oh, meet with our trainer and we'll show you how to use the machines. It's Ozempic. Next thing you know, maybe it's like, this is wild, so don't hold me to this.
Lawsuits?
I was going to say, probably lawsuits. Like, oh, you did it wrong. But I was going to say, maybe if your nutritionist is giving you an Ozempic, then what's to say that they can't give you a shot of vitamin D?
Right.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one either.
I don't know.
I'm going to say nay to that.
I'm definitely saying that's out. But that's in right now, but I'm saying that's out. I can't see it. Like, hey, yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to get my Ozempic shot. I just can't.
At the gym. Celebrities are doing it. At the most expensive gym, too. It's not just any gym. The memberships are like $400.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? Hey, you could charge more. But again, it goes back
to
like...
That's what I'm saying. It's money. I'm telling you. Every company is trying to make money.
I'm just trying to think, what else would you put in the gym to upsell? I can't think of it. Have you ever been to Planet Fitness and you just lay on that little hydro massage machine?
$10
a month? Please.
Perfect.
I mean, mind you, my gym membership is $30-$40 a month, maybe $50. But I have a swimming pool, I have a top-notch equipment, all that, and it's not even Equinox. The problem with Equinox is it's not accessible to everyone, even if they can afford it. And it gives that exclusivity thing, whereas like Planet Fitness is like, this is for everybody, no judgment. Then you have those middle tier gyms that are like, hey, come in, focus. We have what you need, in and out. You know, this is not an all day thing. I feel like Equinox, you could be there for 3 hours.
Yeah. Because everyone's there for 3 hours. It's kind of more of like a social meeting ground than it is
really
a gym. In my experience, people take their time. They want to be seen. Mm. You know, they're sitting at the machines longer than they need to be. So then I'm like switching up my routine, because now the two machines that I needed to work on, I'm like counting the reps and how much time they're resting. And they're just...
You're at the wrong
gym.
Just
there, they're just there to be there. Yeah, that's why I left. Wrong that's no, why I left, up. Girl.
You did your reps. Boop. On to the next one. It should be multiple machines. That's what I like. Gyms that have like that same machine three times.
I like one-on-one. If I can afford it, I'm have a personal trainer, and we're at a personal gym. All the equipment's mine for the day. That's what I want. And I feel like that luxury is what people are looking for. So if I go to a gym and I want to see results fast, but I don't want to be here for 8 months, and I don't want to work out three times a week, and I don't want to eat what you're telling me to eat, and I don't want to hydrate as often as you're telling me I should carry around my Stanley cup, then I'll take this shot. Sure. You know what I mean? I can see. I feel like it's just laziness, but that's messed up to say also, because
I think
some people need it. I understand.
It's double-sided.
Need it.
Yeah, it's double-sided. So we're not judging anyone who needs it for medical reasons. We're talking about people who are using it because it is a
shortcut. They want to be thinner.
It's a shortcut. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, like, people who get plastic surgery and they're on Ozempic, they have to change the standards. And I'll define it, but they're talking about changing the way they do their before and after, or saying like, this is how a client would look, because like that buccal fat removal around the mm-hmm. mouth, people were looking more skeleton-like.
Dead.
Because mm-hmm. their surgeons, the plastic surgeons, didn't realize they were also on Ozempic.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So you're basically looking like you have a triple loss in your face.
No. Oh, this obsession with thin is terrifying.
Mm-mm. So I got a question. How do you figure out what's the best workout clothing to wear? Specifically leggings. Because there's this article that says, that you can, or you should, test your leggings for like their quality and if they're useful based on your workout.
How do I test for leggings? So I am Nike girl. And I am a Nike girl because none of their tights, their workout tights, are see-through. So I'll put them on. Mm-hmm. I'll do a little hinge forward. I'll do like a side lunge. And then I'll just bend over backwards in front of the mirror to see if you can see anything in the crotch area or behind. Girls with their booty out. Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
You know, I was in the gym the other day, and this woman, a part of me feels like she knew. But I'm going to give her a benefit of the doubt. Maybe she didn't know. And she gets down. She's doing, like, a butt workout. You know, when you lean on a bench and you do the, like, lift and tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And she has on shorts. She has on shorts to come way up. Just enough to like cover butt cheek. And she gets down and her legs are wide and everybody's on the treadmill like, girl, why are you even doing this facing 20 people? I don't understand.
That's
that.
Ridiculous.
But
also but back, disrespectful.
I don't get it. We can see that you're in shape. We don't need to see what you have between your legs. But I will say that so this article on prevention, they were saying like the best way to pick the leggings that you should wear, although if you don't do Nike and then you only wear Nike, but say you just picked up a pair, you have to pick based on the material, do a squat test. Have you ever done a squat test?
Stretchy. Yes. Absolutely.
I like squat tops.
I kind of squat into the leggings. You know, you have to pull them up tighter, and then you get to pull the material behind your knees.
But doesn't that mean they're too tight if you got to do all of that?
I don't think so. Too tight for me is you can see what panty I'm wearing. That's too tight.
Yeah.
You know, like the lining of it.
Or like your stomach is feeling like it's getting too much pressure on it.
That's a little snug for me. That's not going on. Yeah. But squat test? Absolutely.
Yeah. I do squat test. Squat test.
Like, or kick. You do a high kick.
I was going to say kick or like a knee raise, because then I can see how it feels around my knees.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know it's too tight, because if I go running and I can't bend and extend, they're uncomfortable.
Or jump up and down, because sometimes, or even like do like that side, like the Russian twist side to side, because sometimes you're running or doing something and then the lining around your belly starts rolling down. And I'm like, that's, how am I supposed to drop this weight or my little pudge is hanging out?
Yeah, or like your underwear is showing in the back.
Yeah,
because it's too low in the back versus the front. Because I guess they're worried about your stomach versus like, oh, her underwear could show if she bends over to pick up something.
So squat, kick, do some jumping jacks to see.
Sound like about to do Tai Bo. Tai Bo was good. I was doing a little Tai Bo in 2020.
And then I was going to say in the 90s.
He came back. Billy Blanks came back. Look at that old man. Still getting it in. That's the workout my mama was doing.
I just learned that George Foreman, the Foreman grill, was a football player. Like, I had no idea.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, where's this Foreman come from? And they're like, George Foreman, football player. I was like, oh, look at that. There's a lot of things in this country I don't know, I haven't seen ever.
They're like, yeah, I had a previous life. I'm trying to think who.
It's like, not here.
George Foreman. Have you ever used one of those grills?
Yes. It's just funny to think that at some point everyone's like, do you see all the meat juice dripping down to the, and I'm like, that's not healthy for you. Throw that away. And I'm like, fat is important, y'all.
Yeah, you can use around, turn fat around, use it for oil. Or make a soup or broth.
We talking about taking collagen shots and shit. Like, we have collagen in a lot of food. Like, that's just true. Wasting it away.
That's true. That's really true. I didn't even think about the collagen.
In food? Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, I mean, because it's in, like, beans and some other veggies and stuff.
Bell peppers, avocados, berries, flaxseed, which I usually put in my water. Lots of
fruit. Yeah, I put it in my smoothies a lot. Actually, just had a smoothie in my wine glass, by the way, my Olivia Pope glass.
I love that.
She brought that cup.
I need to buy some.
Because
I'll drink water in a wine glass. I love that.
If you make it classy, you're likely to drink more of it.
Right? Maybe I should do that. I'll carry a wine glass around before I carry a Stanley cup around.
But no, I Look at that. I feel like you would have one in the salon with you. That's why I feel like you would have one.
No, I just have a little water.
I feel like you would have one.
And I'm also someone who's okay with drinking water out of the tap.
No, don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore.
I'm a tap water drinker.
Are you in a county? Are you in a county where the water is safe?
When I moved into my apartment, I took a water sample and I took it to the Home Depot so that they can test it, and it came back, and I could drink.
I've never heard of that. That's a thing.
Water testing? Heck yeah!
Like taking it to Home Depot to have them water test it.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's Home Depot water test kit. They might even be free, honestly. When I first moved into my unit, it was like let me see here.
What do you think about Pilates?
Ooh, I'm going to start doing that class tomorrow morning. Oh, no, really? Tomorrow's my first class with one of my clients.
You've never taken Pilates before?
I've never taken Pilates. It's never been attractive. You think so?
Heck yeah. Watch.
I don't know.
Watch.
I'll let you. The next conversation we have, I would have already taken a class.
And we're going to follow up. We're going to be like, girl, still sore from last week.
I think I'll enjoy it. I think I'll enjoy it because it seems functional. Like, it seems like functional training, which is what I want to focus on this year. Not so much weight training or building muscle. Like, I just want every muscle and joint in my body to have full motion, range of motion. And I feel like Pilates is going to be great for that. So I look forward to that.
Pilates is addictive, and
it's just slow.
You're gonna love it. You know what
I
mean?
I hope so.
You're gonna love it, and it's like it actually opens up your mind to what your body can do. It's kind of like swimming. Once you get the hang of it, like, oh, I could float, or oh, I can swim 25 laps. Pilates is a low impact, high. Yeah, is it low impact, high intensity? Or is it high intensity, low impact? Either way, my point is...
It sounds like it might be high intensity.
I'm thinking because you're basically giving your body something to like be supported by. If you're on a reformer, if you're doing it that way with the reformer machine, which I love, versus like mat Pilates where you're just on the floor doing it. Which one are you doing?
Say it again.
Which one are you doing? The mat Pilates, like with the yoga mat, or are you doing with the reformer machine?
We're doing mat Pilates.
Oh, you're still going to feel something. But you need a reformer.
That thing
Find a class
expansive.
With a reformer.
I'm
Find
only
a class
going
with a reformer class.
Someone invited me.
You're going to like it, though. You'll like it, but you need the reformer. Let me see. I'm going to show you what it looks like. I'm surprised you've never done this.
Me too. It's this and like hot yoga have been the things where I'm like, yeah, one day. No, tomorrow's the day.
Yeah. So this is the one.
Yeah.
I'm talking
like
about.
Look at that. Like, I want to do a forward split. Like, I just want it to be nice and strong.
And
it's
supported. Like your mom, our moms could do the class. Even with like aching knees, bad back, all that, because you have that bed, the supported bed there, I think you're gonna like it. You can be posted on that one.
I need more mind body connection when it comes to like movement, and I feel like when you're focused so much on a specific muscle while you're doing something else with your hands or your legs, I think that's the type of training that I need.
So I'm gonna say Pilates is in and HIIT workouts are out.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say.
What are they called?
High intensity workout. Although I do love a good treadmill boot camp on Peloton.
I'm like CrossFit. That's what it was. I remember only taking HIIT workouts because the instructor was hot. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in here. And then he stopped working there and I just stopped going. And I was like, Gianni, you need to work out for yourself.
When did you start doing that? When did you start saying, okay, I'm going to work out for myself? Was it when you moved to Cali and you were like, I'm going to do, was it Taekwondo you were doing? Judo?
I think when I moved to California, I was a little, I'm not going to say depressed, but I was sad. I was extremely sad when I moved out here. I was just trying to fill my day with things to do, and the easiest thing to do consistently was go to a gym. And I'm new here. I didn't know anybody. They had $10 drop-ins. Some gyms allowed you to work out with them for a week, and then it was free, and then you can decide if you want. So there's so many gyms in California, so you can only imagine how cheap it was for me. So I was like, oh, this is free. Like, 1 week's free, and next week's free. So I think I was just doing everything because I wanted to find one thing. And I did Muay Thai, which was a part of a CrossFit gym. and I was still eating horribly, fast food. I would wake up in the middle of the night to go eat. The only thing around the corner was, yes, girl, I had a horrible routine. I can say that these past 6 months have been the most stable I've been in my health and like nutritional journey, because I feel like I'm just ready to feel the way that I've been telling myself I've been feeling. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has come through just discipline that I did not have, and the work that I knew I had to do was a lot. The results that I want have a lot of work behind it, you know what I mean? And I feel like what I thought was the end of the world when my relationship ended, I was like, oh, I'm okay. I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? And it was just take care of myself better. You know, that's one thing that I've learned. So it just started for me, like loving and really enjoying working out has just started, even though I've been doing it for 8 years on and off.
It's a fun thing now.
Yeah. And it's a thing that I'm like, okay, I'm doing this because it makes me feel like nothing can stop me. You know, after I get out the energy that I have built inside, like I don't have to stress about anything else that happens throughout my day because I've already dealt with myself. Like mm-hmm. nothing else can shake or move me.
So does that mean that you work out in the morning to like jumpstart your day, or are you an afternoon or evening person?
It's funny that you say jumpstart, because I have a mini trampoline in my apartment, and
of course, it's like, what? Who just has trampolines in their apartment? Who do you live on the top floor?
I live on the first floor.
Oh, okay.
You can but get there's away only with two that. Floors in my building.
Oh, yeah. So you can get away with that.
Yeah. I work out. I do pole every Thursday, mm-hmm. and then I have a pole in my apartment. So I work out whatever the training was that Thursday, the rest of the days of the week. And then I jump. Like I take on Saturdays, I take this trampoline trim class, and I do that on Saturdays. But when I'm in the house, I'm jumping on my trampoline.
Wait.
And it's not every morning, but if
what
in the morning,
what is trampoline trimming?
Trampoline trim is a workout on the trampoline. And you're basically doing maybe like 40 seconds on, it's HIIT. It's essentially a HIIT workout. Lightweight. Everyone gets their own personal trampoline. You're jumping and you're doing high knees. You're jumping forward, jumping back. And then there's abs on the trampoline. You sit down, you do an ab workout, or you're doing push-ups, and then you're doing a push-up into a plank, into a squat onto the trampoline, and you jump off. So
it's a lot of leg work going on.
It's all legs and abs.
Interesting.
And depending on your instructor, it's either your quads are going to be burning or your mm-hmm. hamstrings are going to be burning or in your back. But it's fun. Like I'm learning too that like I just like anything that's going to challenge me in a way that I've just like, it's like a mind game now. It's just like, okay, well, you can do this, but for how long?
Yeah. And so how do you do like 30-day, 45-day challenges?
Do I do any of those type of workouts?
Mm-hmm. Where it's like,
no.
Or that 75-day, was it 75 something challenge?
I think it's called 75-day. Yeah. I've never done
75 hard, I think, or something like that.
Calendar challenge. No.
Really?
I've never done one. Mm-mm.
Have you ever signed up for like a competition? I feel like you were maybe doing that, competitions or something like that.
Competition, I've done cheer competitions. I've done
when we both cheer and palms.
Uh-huh. Jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu I've done when I was a white belt. I competed 3 times with my white belt. Right now I'm a blue belt, and I haven't been back to the gym training in about 8 months, nine months.
Okay. So it's like starting over almost. Just a little muscle memory needed.
Almost. Yeah. And it's all technical stuff. So like once I get back on the mat, it's going to be fun for me because I never really see it as like a competitive, obviously it's a competitive sport, but I always come in with just like fun, low, slow energy. And I've been keeping, you know, I've been keeping myself up. So I'm not behind in fitness on the mat. I'm behind in the techniques on the mat. Mm. And one of my really close friends, she just got her purple belt, and she's like extremely technical, and she's been going twice a week for the past like year and a half. And
oh yeah, that's dedication. I know
when I come back on the mat and we roll, like I know it's going to be fun because she's going to know a lot of shit that I don't know anymore, mm-hmm. or completely forgot. But also it's just a fun, cause we're completely different shapes, mm-hmm. and sizes. So it's a challenge for her and it's a challenge for me in different ways.
That's interesting.
And it's fun. Cause I feel like once you really start to move your body and once you really start to release and kind of unlock different parts of yourself, you start moving around your day a little bit differently as well. And yeah. that's what excites me about moving my body, is knowing that like tomorrow or even an hour from now, like I'm it's going to be fun. Even if it's not fun, like it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm excited though to train. I ever since I've done a half marathon, which was last spring in the cold, mm-hmm. and then training mm-hmm. for that, doing like cross training with swimming, yoga. Mm-hmm. I did some Pilates, like solid core out here, and then a lot of running. And then I completed the half marathon. I was like, wow, that feels good. Mm-hmm. I have to do another one. So I was just talking to a colleague today, and they were like, you know, you're going to do the same race again. And I don't know if I will. That would be March. It means I need to start training next week at the latest, because it's like top of March, mid-March. But I did get selected on this lottery for a race, a 10-miler race in April. And so my intent is to run a straight, at minimum 6 miles, so that puts me at the 5K, no, 10K range. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have four more miles left, and the half marathon is 13.1. I tapped out at mile 10 on that half marathon. I was like, oh, when is this ending? Get me up out of here. And nope. I don't want to feel like that this time. So I'm going to do the 10-miler, and then I'll start training for another half. I'll probably do a half in another city. That would be cool, because it's a scenic route, and that's what makes it fun. And if you've never mm-hmm. done a half, then just know you can run and walk. That's a lot of people walking. It's a lot of people with strollers, a lot of people who are running in the street. There are people who are trying to get their like Boston Marathon qualifier time. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about that. It would be cool to run it, but I'm just excited to like do something competitive that I don't have to worry about the next person. Yeah, I completed it. I still got a medal. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that about competing at any level in any sport. It's literally just like you're in the classroom. Now it's like, okay, what do you like on the field? And I feel like that's the only reason why.
Yeah, bring back your old stuff. Like the stuff you used to do in your youth.
Yeah. We have to stay active. All the athletic 80-year-olds now, like they're still athletes. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they were probably always athletes. It's like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's like now it's not even for looks. It's just because I want
to be able to move, lift my groceries.
You know what I mean? Yeah, my mom's 71.
Take care of myself. She's how old now?
We were in 71, and we went to Greece and Turkey, and we're hiking and walking hours and getting on and off the bus. And I'm only thing I remember is thinking, oh my gosh, my mom's knees are going to be.
That's really what I would pain. Be thinking. Like,
not at all.
Oh, nice.
She was just great. I was surprised. I was like, Ma, your knees don't hurt. She goes, no, I feel great. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I feel like
I forget. She work out. She does little workouts at work.
I think that's really great. That's really great. Because I feel like if I took an auntie of mine, or maybe even my mom, and I'm not going to out her on this show, like, she has bad knees. But I feel like if I took any of my aunties, they'd probably curse me out halfway. Like, slow down, stop walking that fast. We ain't run track. You know, that type of, that like, I'm upset with you because you can move without pain. And I'm sitting here like, well, you knew we was going on this trip. You could at least got an elliptical. Could have done the 10,000 walk, you know, steps a day type of thing. But hey, look, I didn't take it's my mom to Greece, so.
We went on a church group. It was a church trip, so there was a lot of praying.
I just find that fascinating in itself, a church group in Greece.
Gianni with the church group, it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Do we have anything else? Like, I feel like we did a bunch of in-and-outs. Is there anything you would say would be in for you this year? Just anything. Like, it's a must-have this year moving forward, too.
Oh, just anything? Mm-hmm. Asking for help. Asking more questions. For me personally,
you got an example?
I had this TV that I just showed you earlier, and I have a friend who always is like, yeah, just call me whatever you need. And I never call them. I never ask for anything from them. And I finally called, and I was trying to get the TV to work, and I was in for an hour about to start crying. And then I just finally called him, and he was playing chess with one of his friends, and he just answers. He's like, what's up, G? And I'm like, can you please walk me through how to set up my TV in the suite? And he just started laughing, and he helped me out. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I just thought I can and have to just do the things whenever I need them done by myself. So for me, it's opening up more, asking for help.
Do you think it was the like solopreneuring you?
Say it again.
Do you think it was the solopreneuring you, the solo stylist, and you just like, okay, I'm on my own by myself. Let me just handle it instead of hiring help or asking for help.
I think it's the toxic independent woman story that has been taught to me. Thinking that like I can just do it on my own, or I have to do things on my own, or this is my thing, so it's supposed to be part of my journey and no one else's. But I'm realizing that I need community to do a lot of things that I want to do, and asking for help is a part of that. So for me, definitely opening up and asking for help. I'm gonna say asking for help for me is one thing that is gonna be a new trend of mine.
Yeah, let me see, what would mine be? More green, like more green spaces, more green foods, more green, like good energy, like green isn't like this is good, this is healthy, all of that. Lush. So more green on those.
I
need more plants. I want to be like outside more, just like going running outside or like going for a walk outside. I used to think that going for walks was like the exercise thing, like, let me go get a quick walk in before leaving to go to office or whatever. Let me go walk on a treadmill. But since the pandemic, when everything slowed down, normalizing my day meant I would go for a walk to get a coffee and then mm-hmm. take a walk, a longer walk back. So if it took me 10 minutes to get to the coffee shop, I would sit outside like in the dead of winter, like let the breeze hit me. And like, okay, I'm outside in the cold. It feels mm-hmm. good. Let me like acknowledge this feeling. And then let me take a 30-minute stroll around the neighborhood, finish my coffee, and then go to work. I do it all the time now. I have to get a walk in or have to be outside, like on a balcony, on a porch or something in the morning or like before bed, cold air or just like a breeze from outside. So that's a must. And a lot of these buildings, like just throughout the country, don't have outside space. They're just built with like that little pocket window. I don't know how the people live with that, but that, and then like food, I've gotten back into juicing. So that's been, and that's probably going to help me for my half marathon and like my races and trainings, the mm-hmm. juicing again. And then I was talking about like green energy, like good, happy, go with the flow, but like speak my mind at the same time type of energy. Like, hey, that's like cool for you and I agree with it for you, but it's not for me. And we could still kind of flow. I'm all for that. So on that note, gonna go.